Welcome back to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weisop. Today, we're going to decode the big Illuminati symbolism event of the 2022 MTV Video Music Awards. You know this is my bread and butter. I've been doing this for 11 years now. And today is going to be a bonus show. That's right. If you're a bonus feed supporter, you get all the greatest things in life. You get the ad-free version of the show, you get early access to the show, and you get access to over 100 bonus episodes. If you are on Patreon or VIP section, check the show notes. I have links to the index. This is one of many. I think this is the second one this month. Usually I give you one a month. This month I'm very busy. I've got a big announcement coming up, so stay plugged into the feed. I got a big announcement for the month of September. You're going to love it. It's going to be great. All the big revelation of the method events are here, and I will facilitate the understanding and the revelation so you can choose your path to the great spiritual apocalypse that is looming upon us. Like my fear-based call to action here. You know, I'm trying to learn from the greats. That's why you gotta stock up on your boner pills and your survival MREs. That's all I gotta do is sell survival stuff for you here next. Now listen, real talk though. If you're on the supporter feeds, thank you. Even if you're on the free feeds, thank you for listening. But as you know, the supporters get all the finest things in life, and you can check it out right now. I got a link in the bio. You can go to allmylinks.com/IsaacW or go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit the VIP tab where you can compare all three of the supporter platforms that I have to offer. The cheapest option is going to be the VIP section because I give you annual discounts over there. All right. And a lot of people say, hey, Isaac, I signed up for VIP. That Castos app for the podcast, it sucks. Well, don't use that one. I got a list. And again, when you sign up in the show notes, I got links everywhere. If you have a problem, hit me up on the email provided when you sign up. You don't need to use the Castos app. You can use the Apple Podcast app. You can use a variety of them. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. You already know the drill. This is your month to sign up. You don't want to miss out. All right. Now, caution, word of caution. If you're going to sign up for Patreon, which is my most popular supporter platform, a word of advice, they charge you on the first of every month. After you're on the system, they charge you the first of every month. So if you sign up on August 30th and you for tier one and you pay the $5, guess what happens 2 days later on September 1st? You get charged another $5. But you're going to get charged just once a month from there on over, right? So you don't want to leave and come back because you're going to have to do that again. So if you need that $5, wait till September 1st. Or maybe you want to throw your boy an extra little tip. Hey, you know what? I'm not here to stop you. I'm here to help you. So anyway, that's the whole drill. You know the thing. This is the second bonus show for the month. What was the first one we did? Oh, we did Sex Magic Part 2. Man, so much has happened. Anyway, you can check out the index of all the bonus content, over 100 shows and growing all the time, on my patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Let's get into it, right? What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about my bread and butter, the high-profile rituals of MTV VMAs. And in this show, this is all the people we're going to talk about today. You ready? Lizzo, Johnny Depp, Lil Nas X, Jack Harlow, Blackpink, J Balvin, Nicki Minaj, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anita? Lotto, Bad Bunny, and your girl Taylor Swift. Everyone loves Taylor Swift. She got me banned off YouTube. Thank you for that, Taylor. So we're going to talk about all those things. Before we get into the exact symbolism of what we saw at the 2022 MTV VMAs, I'm going to explain to you what this is all about, why this is happening. Maybe you're new. Maybe you've never heard the whole spiel. Even if you've been around, maybe you'll catch something new out of this little preamble. And also, if you go to my Instagram, you can follow along with the images that I'll be talking about. Instagram.com/IsaacWeisop. This one's got a lot. Maybe 20 images. It's going to be two posts. So be sure to like and subscribe and check out the images as we talk about them in real time. Exciting. Now, award shows, this used to be my jam, okay? And the last few years, I noticed there really wasn't a lot to discuss. They kind of, as the kids say, were caught lacking on the symbolism. You know, things in the mid-2010s were at a high level of symbolism, so much so that MTV used to try to beat me to the symbolism analysis, and they would say, here's all the Illuminati symbols you missed last night at the MTV VMAs. And of course, it was always a smokescreen of like silly stuff, you know, nothing real. I'm giving you the occult doctrine. I'm telling you where this comes from. Now that I'm a supporter of it, I also don't condemn it. I say, hey, it's up to you. You choose your path. Don't bother me none. I know what happens to me at the end of this life. Well, I hope. I have my beliefs of what happens, we'll say. But yeah, the last few years, all these award shows, the Grammys, the AMAs, the VMAs, there hasn't been a lot of symbolism. And it was, you know, unless you wanted to sort of go out on a limb and stretch a little bit, and I would always tell you, I would do a show about it because y'all wanted it. But I would warn you, I'd say, look, some of this is kind of a stretch, but hey, I'll talk about it. You decide, because some people get very overzealous about conspiracies and symbolism and everything, and they think everything's a conspiracy. And I'm kind of more on the fence about some of this stuff. But today, there's a lot. Too much to ignore. Back to the golden days of award show symbolism. In fact, for the first time, I actually didn't watch it live as it happened. Usually, I'll stay up late and watch these things. I just let it record on the DVR, and I was like, I'll just catch the highlights tomorrow morning before I start working. I was watching Westworld, finishing the recent season there. But boy, oh boy, was I wrong, because we had all the elements of the high-profile ritual that we know to expect from these types of shows. The psychodrama, this is the same idea all the way back to ancient Greece, the Eleusinian mysteries and the reenactments of the gods communicating with man. And they give us the symbolism because the symbolism contains energy. And the argument presented is that if you look at the discussions of Eliphas Levi, he talks about charging the magnetic chain. You induce the symbol upon the viewer does an energetic exchange with it. Then the celebrity or the performer receives that energy and becomes closer to God, which is what it's all about. It's about the deification of man. These are the new pagan gods. This is the new pantheon. This is the new Rome. That's why when you go to Washington, D.C., there's not statues of Christ everywhere. There's statues of the Roman pagan deities, the Egyptian deities, you know, because Greece, Rome, and Egypt, they all synthesized similar gods. Pythagoras used to roam about these lands. You can throw in the Babylonians, the Sumerians. And he started the first secret society where he would teach all his students, the initiates, into this secret doctrine, which is what I try to discuss and understand with you. But Eliphas Levi was talking about the magnetic chain and saying if you induce the symbol enough, it'll take on an energy of its own. And I would argue that the celebrities think they're the modern day gods and they will use that energy to become more like God. Because if there's one thing about power, the people that have it always want more, right? And recently in the last year, we covered, I think this was also a bonus show, by the way. We covered a book on the Order of Nine Angles, the satanic group, and this little book club we did on infernal magic. I'm going to read you from it and this will explain it all. Don't even listen to me. You can listen right to the Satanists themselves. Talks about the idea of symbolism, right? It says, according to this theory, the magician utilizes signs and symbols as part of a communication process with the phenomena she wishes to understand or affect and assigns meaning to the phenomena that became known to her. Sigils do need to be properly implanted into the subconscious as part of creating this necessary space between action and the ability of the sigil to continue to work below the level of conscious thought. And what are we talking about? We're talking about how the modern-day occultist will take all of the knowledge and information from the great minds and psychoanalysts, Carl Jung, Sigmund Freud, Edward Bernays. They would take their information and try to use it for personal gain. And that's what they're doing. They're planting these symbols subconsciously into all the viewers. MTV has their counter disinformation thing of like, oh, just silly stuff. You know, that's why Snopes and all these fact checkers will tell you like, oh, it's just nonsense. And what's the end game? How nefarious do we get? Some people say then the end game is to bring about the satanic New World Order. But the point where MTV comes into play, MTV, believe it or not, is part of one of the biggest contributors to culture creation. They use all the coolest, latest lingo, and they show you all the latest fashion trends and all your favorite celebrities, and it's always this disgusting amount of adoration towards these celebrities everywhere on the red carpet and interviews and all this stuff, you know. And if you notice, on these award shows, they always put fans in the front by the stage because they're going to be the ones like, oh, I love you, crying and carrying on. Because all the celebrities, they're in the back, the worst seats, because they know they're just chilling. They're like, whatever. They might sing along, maybe. They want the psychopaths up front, so it's like a frenzy. So that's the whole background of this. And if you noticed, the second I queued up the VMAs, I noticed the stage is a massive MTV logo with a massive black triangle right next to it, all right? And of course, the triangle, symbolic of kind of like Jay-Z's rock diamond, they always say, you know, they put their hands together, which is actually the identical hand gesture from the Ordo Templi Orientis, a magical order. We've talked about this many times in the past. If you're not familiar, you can reference, I mean, all my Beyonce shows, we talk about it because she does it all the time. It's always happening. So I knew right off the bat, I said, oh, this is really something. Because in ritual magic, the triangle is the symbol of manifestation, okay? Because the magician will stand in a circle, which you'll see. I'm doing a Stranger Things Season 4 analysis in September, and hint, 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 it's going to take a while to get through all of the symbolism in that season. And in one of the scenes, you see Papa, Dr. Brenner, drawing circles for the initiates to stand in to perform their magical operations. And that's how it's done in ritual magic. The magician stands in the circle of protection while it conjures up the entity into the triangle. It manifests the entity into the triangle. It's using mental powers, occult practices, to manifest reality. And that's what you get with the massive stage. And the first performer, we got Lizzo, all right? And there's a lot, again, you got to see the images on my Instagram. There's images of her going up and down steps. Now the steps show the ascension of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. It's a classic symbol. You see in speculative Freemasonry, you'll see the stairway all the time. All the time. It's in all the artwork and all the iconography. Now, could it be it's just simply stairs? It could be. That's the problem with a lot of this stuff. It's very much like, I don't know, maybe. Maybe people just put designs together and they use these colors. But more importantly, if you look at one of the images there on my Instagram, you will see Lizzo standing in the all-seeing eye, because the triangle, it's hard to describe it, but there's a triangle with her walking up and down stairs, but then there's the flipped inverse, as above, so below, right? The Egyptian maxim, the given to us from Hermes. I know that if you're new to this, you're probably glossing over like, what are you talking about, bro? The short version is there's this hermetic wisdom that's the foundation of all occult practices. And it was given to the Egyptians by this alien, Hermes Trismegistus, a god, they said, who told them there's this law of correspondence, as above, so below, meaning the things that happen out in the cosmos will happen here on Earth and vice versa. That's what the magician is doing, making contact and sort of making the universe flip around for itself. So that's what you see with Lizzo on the stage, a reflective thing that makes the all-seeing eye very clearly. All right. You also see her performing, and we see the checkerboard pattern, just like you would see on the chessboard. Now, this is the floor of all Freemason temples, the lodges. They call it the Moses pavement, the mosaic pavement. And then I'm going to reference to you a book called Symbols of Freemasonry. It says, the role is to make us think of opposites and how they complement and contradict. Because the subconscious is focus on the adversary. Okay, remember we're talking about the symbols planting into the subconscious, right? Anyway, it's the floor of the lodge and the paving stones of the Temple of Solomon that the high priest would walk on. And this term is actually the mosaic pavement, but no relation to Moses. It's actually referring to the muses, the goddesses of art. Then later it says, the law of polarity is the foundation of Western thought via the Greek philosophers like Aristotle. Alchemy and the Kybalion will talk about how life exists in opposing polarities. All right, we're talking male, female, light, dark, hot, cold, black, white. Like the floor checkerboard pattern. And if you focus on the opposing vibratory state, you can shift your frequency. All right. Here's an example. If you're depressed, you focus on the frequency state of being happy, which, to put it in simple terms, it's you're depressed and you focus on the idea of being happy, and your body can shift frequencies because our whole body is made of frequencies, right? Electromagnetic frequencies. Because they believe that life is a swinging rhythm and the tide is influenced by light and dark, sun and moon. All right, so when you see the black and white checkered floor or a chessboard, this is a symbol used in Freemasonry to tell the candidate there's opposing forces in this realm and you can use those to your advantage. Sounds innocuous, right? Well, it kind of ties you into Gnostic thought and the idea of good and evil. And there is no, and you, when you get down into it, they believe, like, hey, look, you know, evil isn't so bad. You kind of need to use both sides of this spectrum. And then I found something interesting. At the end of her performance, it said, it flashed on the screen, it says, Lizzo makes her VMA return, brought to you by Instacart. All right. And we're going to come back to that because there's a big element of the fast food conspiracy, the biggest conspiracy of them all, involved with this whole thing. So then we see an astronaut floating around, and lo and behold, behind the visor, it's Johnny Depp's face. So virtually he appears and he jokes. He says, I needed the work. Kind of funny. And, you know, he's the astronaut. He's the moon man. That's the award they give out. The trophy is the moon man. But have you ever thought about it? Why? Why the moon man? Why an astronaut for music videos? The MTV logo has always used it because MTV, I believe, is all about illusion and entertainment and celebration of the pagan pantheon of celebrity gods and putting on performances. And if you listened to my show 4 years ago or read my book, Conspiracy Theories in Unpopular Culture, you would know I don't believe we put a man on the moon. It's one of the very few hardcore conspiracies that I firmly believe. No way, no how, did we put a man on the moon. I don't believe it. And I've got a whole argument laid out for it. Of course, I could be wrong, but I'm not. I've got a whole argument laid out. And the number, I mean, there's a few big reasons. One, we deleted the footage. We lost the footage. Okay. The most important thing mankind ever did, and they want us to believe they just lost the footage. That's what the Goddard space nerd said. Then there's also the fact that why no one else has ever done it. What, no other country is trying to compete with America? Am I supposed to believe that? No, that's crazy. Anyway, it goes on and on. Point being, the moon man, the astronaut, is part of the Illusion, MTV. They are the creators of Illusion, all right? Kind of like Hollywood. In fact, didn't Red Hot Chili Peppers talk have that lyric about Hollywood was filmed in the Hollywood basement? Anyway, because they're here at this VMAs as well. All right. So Johnny Depp shows up. And you probably heard my whole episode a few weeks ago about all of the occult symbolism of Johnny Depp. He's a great actor. He also has a lot of occult symbolism. All right. Is he an occultist? I don't know. I don't know the guy. So the first award was given to Lil Nas. Was it given to, or were they presenting it? I don't remember. It doesn't matter. Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow, who I think are two of the most propped up artists in the whole industry. But what's interesting is that Lil Nas X was promoting his concert tour, Long Live Montero. All right. Now, if you don't recall, back in the day, Lil Nas X was in trouble because he was selling shoes with pentagrams and 666 on them and his blood in them. Right? You remember all this? And he did this right after the release of his video, Montero, where he's twerking on Satan. And I was like, whatever about all of it, right? Sure. Old hat. Artists use all this dark imagery. Sure. I get it. The problem was, not to sound too conservative, because I'm not that conservative of a guy, the problem is, this came on the heels of his Old Town Road popularity, and worse, which was popular with the children, little kids, right? Worse yet, he actually released a children's book about a month before he did all this satanic stuff. I actually don't care that he does all the satanic stuff. What I care about, and I don't even have kids, what do I care? Well, what I care about is, you're clearly going after the children demographic. He, you know, maybe he fell into that with Old Town Road. I think that was a fairly unexpected hit in a way. You know the children's demographic so much so that you write a kid's book for them. And then the very next move is, and guess what? I worship Satan. Like, bro, that's some dark stuff, man. But he says, Long Live Montero is the name of his concert, right? Montero is his birth name. He was, in fact, named after the Mitsubishi Montero. I would change my name, too. But he is saying Montero is now the new Garden of Eden. They always say, oh, we're just joking. We're just messing with the Christians. We're just using these things to evoke dark, you know, rebellious nature. It's like, man, you guys seem more obsessed with spirituality than the Christians do sometimes. So Montero is supposed to be the new Garden of Eden. And in his video for Montero, the one he's twerking on Satan, you'll recall we did a whole show on this. And I also have the Instagram images for this too. If you look, because I go through these videos painstakingly close, and I found on the tree, on one of the trees in the Garden of Eden, he has carved satanic symbols. The cross of Leviathan and the Aleister Crowley Unicursal Hexagram. In fact, I will put that image, so you don't have to hunt around for it. I'll put that image with the VMA's images on my Instagram. You got to see it to believe it. It's a true story. So I'll put that on there too. Next, we had this new, BTS, the South Korean pop band that everyone was going crazy for, or at least the illusion presented was that. There's now a female BTS called Blackpink from South Korea. And they're performing on the stage. And you get this big, massive, like demonic-looking eye in the triangle behind them. Like the big devil's watching right over them. J Balvin, one of the Latin, is that the right word? Latin singers, rappers. He came out against the black and white sun. All right. Now, when you talk about the black sun or the black and white, we could go back to the checkerboard argument from earlier. But in alchemy, an occult practice, they are pursuing the Philosopher's Stone or the Great Work or the path to immortality or the path to deification. All right. They want to become gods and they use alchemy to do so. Some people, right? Because look, there's occultists out there that aren't into any of this dark stuff. I don't know how you could be. I mean, I think you'd be picking and choosing what you want to believe out of these systems, but hey. Anyway, the initiate of alchemy goes through the first phase, the Negredo, or the darkening, which is symbolized as the black sun. Now, in this performance, it's a white sun against the black background. All right. But the black sun represents Saturn or lead, and it goes through the alchemical process to become the sun or gold. It's turning lead into gold, Saturn into the sun, giving immortality to the performer. And they back this up even more with these black and white faceless dancers. There's a big old twerking virtual chick. You know, you could get into Project Bluebeam augmented reality arguments at this point with the idea that they're working on a technology to deceive the masses into thinking UFOs are invading, right? I talked about that in my aliens books, my occult alien books. But what was curious was that the sun went from white to red during the performance. And the colors of Saturn are black and red in a way. But if you consider this through the alchemical process, the colors go from black to white to yellow to red. From the black, which is the Negredo, all the way through to the red, which is the Rubedo or the Phoenix. So all of that was happening, right? Then here comes astronaut Depp back out, Johnny Depp. Now he's inside of an inverted pyramid. Again, this ties us into that hermetic principle, as above, so below, the law of correspondence. And that's what this is all about. They're doing rituals on Earth to send energy to the cosmos to their pagan gods. Allegedly, right? If you believe this stuff. I would argue that maybe some of these people don't really understand what this is, and they're just doing it because they think they can get an effect on this world. But I would argue that you got to be careful. Maybe you're messing around with stuff that has some repercussions you won't like. So the inverted pyramid, infamously, is at the Louvre, right? You know, the Louvre has that big, massive pyramid. Well, underneath that is an inverted pyramid, popularized in the novel Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code. Okay. Also seen in second greatest actor of all time, Tom Cruise's movie, Edge of Tomorrow. It's where the aliens are, right? They're inside the inverted pyramid. My God. Next up, we've got Nicki Minaj. She is receiving a Vanguard Award, so she's doing a compilation of a bunch of her most popular songs, and she starts with her song Monster, right? That was on the Kanye West, great album, Dark Twisted Fantasy. But if you listen to the lyrics, it talks about, are you willing to sacrifice your life? This is back in the early days, right? These artists are alleged to sign the Faustian Pact. Are you willing to sacrifice your life? All right. And she's got this chick gagged and bound to a chair. A little out of place, a little strange. But if you know the history of Nicki Minaj, she infamously said, her words, not mine, how she was possessed by up to, what was it, like 21 demonic spirits. She even had blue-colored contacts in, looking kind of demonic, like she's possessed a little bit. I talked about this way back when I wrote a conspiracy hip-hop book called Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, where we talked about her altars, right? And one of them was Roman Zelansky. This is the same one that when she performed at the Grammys and was possessed and had an exorcism done on stage, Roman Zelansky was the alter ego. Which is ironic because, of course, it's a play on Roman Polanski, which ties into Charles Manson. Roman Polanski also got in trouble for, drugging and raping like a 13-year-old or something like that, allegedly. I don't know. Is it allegedly? I think he actually got convicted. And he's been on the run ever since. Well, it's ironic because Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, allegedly has quite the track record. He's on a sex offender list there for some kind of attempted rape in the 90s. I don't know. It all seems very strange. But she does Bees in the Trap, a song she has, on top of, you guessed it, A Checkered Floor. So this is actually a double entendre of Freemasonry. We've got the checkered floor, which we already talked about. We also have bees, which are the symbol of magic, the insect of magic. Travis Scott has this tattooed on his neck. We've done, four or five shows on Travis Scott's, you know, strange occult symbolism and stuff that really came to a head with the concert deaths recently. But yeah, bees are the insect of magic. I live in Utah, which is full of Freemason symbolism. The bee is all over the place. If you're in Utah, you know everything's named Deseret. Well, the Deseret is the word for bee. It's on our flag. People think, oh, it's because like we're worker bees. It's for industry. No, it's not. It's a reference to the religion. It's a reference to the LDS religion, which has a lot of the Freemasonry symbolism in it, because Joseph Smith was very well versed in these occult topics. In fact, Damien Eccles did a very fascinating video on his YouTube channel about all of the occult symbolism within Freemasonry. I'm sorry, in Mormonism. And he thinks that Joseph Smith was using the spells and incantations of the Book of Enoch to make contact with the, name? Moroni, the spirit that gave Joseph Smith the book of the, not the, I was going to say the book of the law, the Book of Mormon. Very similar paths, though. All right. A whole nother subject for a whole nother show. We're going to do a show on the Book of Enoch someday. It's going to be great. But right now, Nicki Minaj is still performing. And they, she even had like a dancer go down a slide with high heels on. Then she pops right up and starts dancing. Very impressive. But anyway, she gets the Vanguard Award from her fan club. She calls them the Barbs. And she's, I don't know, now she's some big gay icon. I don't understand. But, you know, and I remember I was heavy into downloading mixtapes back in the day. And I remember the first time I heard Nicki Minaj on a Lil Wayne mixtape, it was some kind of Scarface beat. I don't know, probably about selling coke or something. But yeah, it's kind of weird how her career sort of, you know, sometimes these rappers, they'll find a way to jump into the mainstream and they do it, right? Jump in with both feet. And that's kind of what she did. And she gave an acceptance speech and she thanked all these people, but she did not thank Tekashi 6ix9ine. That's right. She's worked with him twice. She even worked with him after he got out of prison for, you know, snitching on the gang there. Naughty, naughty, because the 6ix9ine song Fifi, starring Nicki Minaj, featuring Nicki Minaj back before he went to prison, was, I believe, I try to fact check this around, but I'm going to guess, and I think I'm right, that this is the highest charted, most streamed song she ever did. So, no thanks to 6ix9ine on the speech. But I get it, right? Very controversial character, that Tekashi 6ix9ine. Eminem and Snoop Dogg performed. Well, not really. Their avatars performed. And then they showed up for like 10 seconds at the end of the song to actually perform. It was very strange. I don't know if maybe they're just sleepy and getting old. Maybe they didn't want to do a full performance. Who knows? But this was one of the most interesting symbols out of all of this whole show. This one kind of blew my mind. There's a pinball game. And if you, again, you got to freeze this frame by frame, you'll see that there's a character, like, what do you call it, like a Bored Ape NFT, smoking purple smoke. And you'll see the smoke forms the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, mostly, right? The outline of one. And then at the top, it says Other Side, which has, that's not the name of the song. The song is called From the D to the to Long Beach or something, to the LBC, From the D to the LBC, referencing Eminem from Detroit. Snoop Dogg from Long Beach. But it says other side, and then it shows you the tree of life, which is fascinating, right? Because if you follow the Kabbalistic philosophy, doctrine, religion, whatever you want to call it, they believe you've got all the creation, which is the Kabbalistic tree of life, but there's also this dark side, the shadow side, the other side is what they call it. This is the dark side where the demonic fallen angels exist, the Klepoth. And this is also, if you read Kenneth Grant, he'll tell you this is the location of what they call the Mauve Zone. Now, this is important because he says this is where the source of all creativity comes from. And you know these artists always trying to be creative. So there you go with a massive symbol right there in front of us. And in that same pinball game, just for good measure, it also has an all-seeing eye in the game on one of the bumpers. Check out my images on Instagram for more. And I don't know if it's just me, but Snoop Dogg, his rapping, his cadence doesn't match the beat. Like it's too slow or something. It's very strange. Then Red Hot Chili Peppers perform Black Summer. And we notice they're really embracing their eight-pointed star logo. The eight-pointed star is behind the drummer, Will Ferrell. And the eight-pointed star is tattooed on Anthony Kiedis' wrist. And back with their album Blood Sugar Sex Magic, which I had as a child, it's on the back of that album. That picture of him, his wrist tattoo, which it says right there in the title, Sex Magic, which, again, ties you into the arts of the occult. It also is like the Tarot Eight of Wands, or it's also the universal logo for Chaos Magic, which is very similar to some of these ideas that we're talking about, of using the magician following his own desires and using any kind of symbol or sigil or archetype to manifest his reality. And if you look on the front of the drum set, it also says Taylor inside of a bird. And this ties us into Taylor Hawkins, the drummer from the Foo Fighters, who died very mysteriously. I would argue one of the most bizarre deaths of all time. Because if you listen to my shows, I think there was a bonus episode we did on the film Studio 666. A film released right before Taylor Hawkins died. And in the film, it's about how Dave Grohl gets possessed by the devil and has to do blood sacrifices. And guess who gets gat? Taylor Hawkins. And there was a whole bunch of more weird stuff going on. The bird is a reference to Taylor Hawkins' band. What's it called? Birds of Satan, I think is what it's called. Let me look that up and make sure I'm not misleading you. Yeah, Birds of Satan. Yeah. Anyway, we did a fascinating couple of deep dives into Taylor Hawkins. Very bizarre death. And let's also point out the irony here of the Red Hot Chili Peppers performing in front of Triangle. A massive triangle. And they, just a couple years ago, were performing in front of the Pyramid of Giza. Which a lot of people say, oh, that's Illuminate confirmed. They're using the energies of this ancient occult symbol channel up energy for the band or whatever. Very strange. Anita, she's a new artist. You can already tell she's going to be the next big thing based on all the attention she's given. She won an award that night. They wanted to show you who she was first and then give her the award. Very popular in other countries. But again, we see imagery of her on top of the stairs. And again, we see the black sun. This is the actual black sun here. And then it gets eclipsed with red. So we've got the black sun and the eclipse. And the stairs that she's on aren't the same as like regular stairs. They're more like M.C. Escher stairs. M.C. Escher being that artist who people could look at his artwork and it would put you in an altered state because it represented a dimension, a realm that we're not really in, right? It was kind of a weird thing. Well, she gets done performing, and she's like, did you think I wasn't going to shake my ass tonight? Then she does exactly that. And it's funny because she's actually wearing all red, which is evoking symbolism of the Scarlet Whore, the Whore of Babylon. Now, I'm not saying women are whores because they want to shake their asses. In fact, you'll notice I was not watching this. Because you know me, I'm a degenerate, I'm a pig. I'm very much like equal rights, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying she's a whore. I'm saying she's embodying by wearing the red and very much telling you what she's doing. She's embodying attributes of the Scarlet Whore. In a similar way to Katy Perry coming out in the Super Bowl, riding atop the beast. Just like on the tarot card. That was another one of these big, massive moments in high-profile ritual history of pop culture. And it seems like they're accelerating this as if we're coming upon spiritual Armageddon or the end times. Moving on. Lotto. Let's talk about this Burger King commercial. My God. I've never seen anything like this. She's like, hey, kings and queens, you need to embrace yourself and don't pay no mind to what other people have to say. Right? Good message. I agree with that. She's sitting on a throne with a golden Burger King crown. You know, like when you were a child, you'd put on the paper Burger King crown. And I thought, is this an advertisement for Burger King? And yes, it is. And then it goes through various people. One person sitting on a checkered floor. Again, I'll put the image on the Instagram. But the song she sings just for Burger King is a message about freedom and do what you want. You know, body positivity and all that. Which again, I'm not opposed to any of these messages. Sounds good. We need that. You know, our culture has a lot of shame built in it. Particularly fat shaming is an issue. I don't like that. Don't do that, right? That'd be a bad thing. Don't do that. We gotta love one another. However, the insidious agenda here is that it's a corporate message. And the worst part about it is the corporate message is from Burger King, which is fast food, which we all know is not real food. It's poison. I'll just say it like that. And the whole video is promoting, there's Burger King burgers and fries made of gold and stuff. And it's like, find your beat. And it's trying to associate, you know, this is marketing. This is Edward Bernays. It's like, you know what? Burger King is all about being free to be what you want. That's what we do. And at the end, Lotto winks, right? The all-seeing eye. And like I said, I'm all cool with this idea of like, look, we got to accept each other's weight. We can't all look like supermodels. We need to get rid of fat shaming. Absolutely. 100%. I'm harping on it because I don't want you to get the wrong message here. It's clearly a thing we can do better as a society. Less division, less hate, whatever. You get what I'm saying. But the beef I have, pun intended, the beef I have is that fast food is poison. And for a million reasons, and we're going to get a guest on here to talk about this stuff because it's very important to me. Food is what started me down the rabbit hole. My father was very sick. He had poor health. A lot of it not of his own doing, you know, bad genetics. But also because, I would argue, not being aware of the value of proper nutrition. And most of us don't know. I had to pay a nutrition coach for a couple of years till I figured it out. And I'm not saying it's easy. I'm also not saying, hey, don't eat Burger King ever again. Like, it's fine in moderation. But they don't want moderation. They want everything. They want everything. And the fact that Burger King is out there trying to be like, don't worry about your health. Do what you want. Eat the burger and the fries every day, every meal. They got rappers promoting it nonstop. In fact, as I was writing these notes, a different commercial popped up, Offset from the Migos, doing a commercial for Doritos, which was also a sponsor. And again, I like Doritos. They're great. I'll eat Doritos. But you just got to be aware and do these things in moderation. You gotta eat properly most of the time. But the insidious thing is that they're behind this thing of like, hey, you know what? Don't shame people for being fat. Yet everything in their product is what makes you sick and unhealthy and heavy, right? And there's nothing wrong with that exactly. It's that you're not going to be healthy and you're going to be relying upon Big Pharma. You're not going to feel good. Oh, do what you want. Well, sometimes you got to be an adult. And you got to eat the vegetables. If you want to feel good, you want to live a long, happy life for your family, your loved ones, that's no thing to do to is get unhealthy and make them take care of you. You don't want to do that. Stand up. Be a man. Be a woman. Again, not saying don't eat Burger King, don't eat Doritos. I'm saying eat them in moderation. Check it. And to be fair to Burger King, like they're not saying, hey, you should eat this three times a day, but they would love that. They would gladly accept that. But they're trying to normalize fast food as actual food, and it's not. It's not even healthy. It's not even close. It's not even real food, right? And going back to Lizzo with the Instacart thing, that's the end of the world. This Instacart and Uber Eats nonsense. I had a friend over, and she had the subscription. And she made it happen. She's like, boom, 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 done. And like, I was like, damn, that's convenient, right? I think we got ice cream or something. I was like, damn, that's convenient. And she's like, yeah, you should put it on your phone. I'm like, uh-uh. Like, that's too convenient, right? It's too convenient. I'm not saying I'm above you guys. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't eat ice cream and pizza and burgers. I don't eat those things. I'm saying it's like, you got to make it a treat. You can't make it part of your normal diet because it'll kill you. And that's what they want. They want you sick, unhealthy, mentally foggy, so they can do what they want to do. They can make all the money and they can eat the real food. You know, like Donald Trump always talking about, oh, I eat the McDonald's and all this stuff. Like, I'm sure he does, but like in a way, maybe he doesn't. Like, he's rich. He probably gets like a real cheeseburger and a real lobster for dinner, real steaks. You tell me a real, like a prime ribeye steak doesn't taste better than a McDonald's cheeseburger? Are you mad? Are you crazy? But this Instacart thing, you know, sponsored by Lizzo or whatever, they sponsored Lizzo. Where does the line end of saying, look, we need to stop fat shaming people? Because I'm good with that. I like that. And you could put the same argument for acceptance of LGBT culture. Again, I'm like, yeah, let's normalize it. I'm cool with that. I'm okay with that. We need to stop shaming all these people for their alternative ways of life that don't maybe fit into your mold of what you want them to do or look like. You know what I mean? But where does it draw this line of trying to see an agenda through it and saying, wait a minute, okay, Burger King, they don't want a fat shame, or is it they want acceptance of things so that you just be unhealthy and they say, well, that's the normal. That's normal. That's the healthy way of being. Download the Instacart so you don't have to get up off the couch. You don't have to do anything ever. It's like, no, you got to be an adult. Sometimes you got to take your medicine. And only in a country where we would allow Big Pharma to advertise on our TVs, we're one of two countries in the world, America is. New Zealand, I think, is the other one. Only two in the world that allow medications and Big Pharma to advertise directly to us. Because advertising is very powerful. They know this. Talks to you subconsciously. Only in America they could twist things into, you've got commercials of celebrities endorsing all this nasty junk food and fast food that they don't even eat. And then on the other side, you'll have the, hey, keep eating like that. That's good. Good for you to eat all this naughty food. And now we're going to give you a pill. Never mind a million side effects and problems you're going to get from it. Anyways, I'm going to get off my soapbox. Food's a big conspiracy. And Lotto, man, fell right into it. And again, in a way, I'm okay with it because I'm like, eh. I don't like Burger King myself, but it's like, whatever, man. People like junk food. I get it. I do too. I would choose McDonald's over Burger King if it was me. All right. Okay. The next presenter for Best Hip Hop, ironically, went to Jack Harlow, which I dislike greatly. Two thumbs down on that choice. Presenter for Best Hip Hop was wearing a dress of all tarot cards. A tarot, of course, an occult practice forbidden in the Bible for my Christian warriors out there thumping on their Bibles. Forbidden. Then the final performance, Bad Bunny, another one of the Latino rappers. And the big to-do, which was spreading all over social media, he kisses one of his backup dancers. And if you're keeping score, the backup dancer is a dude. All right? didn't know he was gay or bi, I guess, right? Because he actually, before he kisses the dude, he kisses a female backup dancer. So he goes from kissing a female to a male, right? So he's bisexual is the implication. Now, what's interesting is that if you look at the image that I'll put on the Instagram that I snapped of him doing the kiss, you'll notice the other guy, not the guy he's kissing, a different guy, a different dancer, he's got an all-seeing eye tattooed right here on his neck, the all-seeing eye of Horus. And, you know, maybe the media knew this is the big performance of the night, that was going to be the big event of the night, and there'll be all these images and everyone focused on the symbolism of the all-seeing eye. Maybe, right? But yeah, he kisses the dude, and again, I'm fine with it. Gay people exist, and it's fine. Is it God's plan or God's will? I don't know. I'm not God. Neither are you. We don't know. Even if you wanted to believe that and go that route and say, well, there's all these reasons that God naturally made the male-female pair. And my Orthodox faith would also say that same thing. I could even say, okay, that's fair. Could it be, just like Alex Jones talking about, they're turning the freaking frogs gay, they're turning the people gay. All these chemicals and all these corporations making all this crazy stuff, the fast food's got all the glyphosate in it, you know? Maybe it's not the person's fault. And again, it's like this goes into some realm of like, am I shaming saying, oh, it's wrong to be gay? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that maybe this is man's creation, right? Corporate America, do these chemicals, these unidentified chemicals and glyphosate and Roundup and all this crap they spray in our food and GMOs, it's biologically changing us. And they would, of course, want us to accept that instead of them stop using poison because they want to keep us sick. But again, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with all this. But again, you have to understand MTV being the culture creators started this 20 years ago. Britney and Madonna and Christina Aguilera, that was another gay kiss that blew up the internet. So there you go. Now, Bad Bunny, he would go on to win Artist of the Year. Big to do. And it's because he paid his dues. Look at his past performances. We've talked about him on this show many times. His videos are loaded with symbolism. The Grammys last year, he was doing some symbolism of the all-seeing eye. We talked about him because there was an August 2019 video he had with bats. Remember, because we said maybe the virus came from the bats, people eating bats. And it had people with masks on in the video. The video is called See You... Oh, boy. Ciudad por ahí. Oh, boy. It doesn't matter. Point is, Illuminate confirmed he has been doing the humiliation ritual. Maybe he's not even gay and he just kissed the dude because he was like, hey, man, I want to win that Artist of the Year. Could be. So in conclusion, and we're going to talk about Taylor Swift. I don't think I forgot about her. In conclusion, the irony here is that only recently have I been going through a change where I'm becoming less interested in modern hip hop. And it's probably because I noticed TMZ's homepage now has a hip hop category. They have like sports, video, hip hop. It's like, is that how mainstream it's gotten? And it's like everything else. Once it becomes popular, it's boring now. Anyways, I've lost interest in hip-hop, I've lost interest in the award shows, and boom, here comes the complete Illuminati symbolism extravaganza to the mainstream of these things. We also had, at the pre-award show, the rapper Young Gravy. he is all over the news. There's this young guy, his whole shtick is he has sex with MILFs. And he had Addison Rae's mother there. She's like some model or something. And he kisses her. But the video clip I saw, looked like he forced the kiss, like sexual assault. I was like, what the hell? So I don't know if that's for real or what, or a publicity stunt. But Taylor Swift, right? Taylor Swift, the big news event of the night, she won all these awards and announced that she's going to have a new album called Midnights. All right. And it's like, Midnights? That's kind of strange, right? Well, I went on New York Times and got some more information. It's dropping right before Halloween, a big Beltane. I'm not Beltane. Samhain, right? A big holiday, big sacrifice holiday of the pagans. And if you recall, she had a video back in like 2015 and it said, burn all the witches. Like she's implying that maybe she's a witch. Maybe. I don't know. I got banned from YouTube. That was my first strike, was that video. I talked about it. And her management team, Red Dog Media, shut my channel down. I looked it up. I said, Red Dog Media? Who the hell's this? And there it was. Taylor Swift's management company. Does that mean they watched the video? I would presume so. And why was that a problem? Why do they shut me down, yet they keep Mark Dice, who calls her a slut and a whore and all these gross things that he calls her? Interesting, isn't it? Things that make you go, I date myself with that reference, sorry. Anyway, the New York Times, she describes this new album, Midnights, the story of 13 sleepless nights scattered throughout my life. This is a collection of music written in the middle of the night, a journey through terrors and sweet dreams, the floors we pace, and the demons we face. Now, I read this as maybe late night demonic visitation, channeling lyrics through these spirits, keeping her up at night. Maybe. I don't know. More to come on that. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for more. But notice it's 13 sleepless nights because 13 is important. It's the number of witches in a coven. Is she going to eventually tell us she's practicing witchcraft? That's my prediction. I think that's going to happen. And look, we know this is all propaganda because New York Times doesn't let you read anything for free. They let me read that article for free. And recall that she went through the Illuminati humiliation ritual years ago when Kanye West took the trophy from her and said, hey, Beyonce had the best video of the year. Remember that? That's what started her whole rise to fame. Kanye West infamously broke down that night in the bar, crying about what happened to his mother. All very strange. And, you know, I've been whining about them plugging poisonous food. And another commercial at the end, Jack Harlow pushing Kraft American cheese, the worst kind of cheese in the planet, processed, no nutritional value, but that's why it's called American cheese, because we have to make our people sick. And this is why food's the biggest conspiracy, and I got a guest someday here coming on the show. She'll break the whole thing down, because there's way more with this food drama. Like, you know, people from other countries must look at our food in America and say, what the hell? What are they eating? It's literally like chemicals. Or even if it's not, even health food, stuff that seems healthy, they'll spike it with tons of these seed oils that make you inflamed and sick. Like, it's really difficult to eat healthy. You end up just eating whole organic foods, and that sucks, right? It's no fun. But you got to make that the bulk of your diet. Sorry, I don't know what to tell you. You can't trust the food companies, right? I have a very high distrust for the corporate America. And Big Pharma, as we all should. So there you go. That was the 2022 MTV VMAs. They're back. They're back giving us Illuminati symbolism. And here we are to report on it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a supporter. Because if you made it this far, that means you're a supporter. And if you're new, check out the index. I've got over 100 bonus episodes you can catch up on. They're great. You're going to love it. Links are in the show notes. Thank you for your support. Until next time, stay woke.